Chapter 3. Meeting in a remote team. The workplace is where we meet, collaborate, create, and communicate. We do not only have new ideas, create networks, and build relationships in the formal settings of meetings, workshops, or company presentations, we also do this through informal meetings in a lift, over coffee, eating lunch together, or at after-work events. These meetings get us noticed in the company and can develop our careers. It is also how we learn about what everyone else is doing, usually just by chatting. When you work remotely, this is not as easy, but you can do it. Virtual coffee breaks and lunches. You can create a virtual coffee break channel with your favourite messaging app. And when someone wants a 10-minute break, they get a coffee and post the message "coffee time" or a video link. Anyone who is around and feels like a break can join. If unplanned coffee breaks are not working, then you can plan a time, maybe once in the morning and once in the afternoon, when everyone who is free can stop for a chat. In the office, there are often lunchtime meetings with food, with a speaker, and informal questions and answers. You can do this online, delivering lunch to people before the meeting. Organising events. Since the pandemic lockdowns, there have been a lot of online events, like food, wine, or beer tastings, where people ordered online and got together on a video call for a tasting session. Some sports activities are also possible using group apps like Strava, where people share what they achieve for activities like running or cycling. A good way to bring teams together is to have a quiz night, when you simply ask questions from the internet and score yourself, or use Zoom and then send your answers to the organiser on the messaging app. Working in teams and creating healthy competition between teams can bring people together. You could try programmes like Mentimeter or Kahoot, which have tools for questions and immediate results. You could also have meetings where women in the company can discuss the problems they have in their careers and share useful ideas and information. In-person meetings, short breaks, and away days. It is good for working relationships to bring teams together from time to time. While it is possible to work for years with someone and only have contact by video calls, it is always much better to meet in person, in the same place. It is good for new starters to meet the other people in the team and create the kind of relationships that will make good communication possible. RemoteHub.io, the remote hiring website, notes 106 remote companies that organise breaks once a year for their teams. Sharing an agenda for a break and carefully following it can seem formal, but everybody needs to understand the goals if it is to be successful. The experience of a well-organised event achieving all its goals gives the event more value. A badly planned and organised event will stop people wanting to be part of other events in the future. As with any business away day, the agenda could mix workshops, sessions to share ideas about the direction of the company, as well as some training, coaching, or team building activities. A training day or a workshop is a great way to bring a remote team together to share a learning experience. It also gives people the chance to get to know each other informally during the breaks, at lunch, or after the event has ended. Idea sharing sessions can bring people together from different teams if they do not usually work together. They help find answers to problems and can also help to build better relationships across the company. Another type of team-building event creates experiences shared on special days. This could be going to a beautiful or important place, or listening to a well-known person talking. Informal settings give remote teams the chance to build relationships and start conversations. With a little creativity, we can build stronger social relationships with our colleagues, customers, and other people we work with. Places to work. There used to be places where people went to work, while sometimes they worked from home. With remote working, we can now choose between working from home, co-working, and even co-living. It is important to understand that a co-working space is different from a cafe with a free internet connection. Co-working spaces give us the right place and equipment for work, and they also give us a chance to mix and develop relationships with people. They are also places where you can concentrate better than at home. Co-working spaces as communities. Just as it is important to make a community out of a remote team, it is also important for people to be part of the communities that they live in. This helps to stop people feeling alone. Getting ready in the morning, then walking or cycling to a co-working centre can be positive for a remote worker. Firstly, it is a break between home and the workplace, and this creates limits around the working day. We can all imagine a remote worker wearing informal clothes in a small home office with no windows and not going out for days. Secondly, walking or cycling will get you moving and ready for a day at the co-working space. Co-working spaces create communities because you meet near the coffee machine and start conversations, or go to events that are organised by the co-working centre. This can bring new ways of looking at things that can help you in your work. If other people in the co-working centre do the same type of work, it might be possible to collaborate or share problems. There are many co-working spaces in towns and cities, and it is worth doing some research as you will find different types of people in each one. For example, there may be designers in one co-working space, while computer engineers will prefer another. Some co-working spaces market themselves to one special group. You can also hire private smart offices for small teams or companies. Just like co-working centres, these will have meeting rooms and collaboration spaces, as well as the normal offices or workspaces. The big difference is that the remote worker in a co-working centre will have links with colleagues in lots of different places, and also everyday contact with people outside their work setting or non-work colleagues. Co-living and co-working. Co-living and co-working can go together, giving the digital nomad a great chance to meet, live with, and work with other digital nomads. More and more, co-living spaces are also being used as places for company breaks. These spaces already have somewhere for people to stay and work, and you can research and find them easily online. The most important thing about co-living is the chance it gives you to join a community easily. Co-working is already in place for community, and co-living goes even further. Co-living works best for a short time. Although it can be great for meeting people who think like you, it might lead you to live only with digital nomads and not people from the wider community, limiting how you see life. New technologies and data security. Many cheaper new technologies like fast internet, cloud computing, personal laptops, mobile phones, and video calls have made it possible to move work away from the office so we can choose where, when, and how we work. Remote teams need three things: data security, the right equipment, and the technology in the workplace needed to work remotely. Data security is often used as a reason for not working remotely, and it should be taken seriously. An employee's data security is as much in danger working at home as in an office. The tools and training needed to keep data safe are the same in both situations. Either you or your security officer need to check that everybody on the team knows how to look after themselves and report problems. It is a good idea to give the remote worker a laptop that is only used for work. If a remote worker uses their own equipment, then as a company, you have no idea if or how well the data is being kept safe. Office organisation and equipment. For good remote working, you need to mix technology and services. You will need a fast internet connection, a good camera, microphone and headphones, a screen and keyboard, not just a laptop, a video calling service, not a free one like Skype or Hangouts, or the time or number limited group calls on Zoom or whereby.com. The paid services on Zoom, Microsoft Teams or G Suite Hangouts are better for remote team business calls. Messaging apps. Important for asynchronous communication. It is helpful to have someone responsible for the groups because they can quickly become confusing. Cloud space. Documents must be kept on a system that everyone on the team can enter and use quickly. Remote whiteboards. Cloud-based whiteboards are good for remote teams. They allow them to collaborate online using virtual tools asynchronously. An automated place to manage remote teams' spending on company credit cards, or to pay people back for money they have spent while working.